Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees at Darang in Assam. Says country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India, and Northeast has a very big role in this achievement. Prime Minister to also inaugurate several other projects in the state worth over 9,230 crore rupees at Golaghat this afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for making Hindi more flexible and promote its coexistence with regional languages. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain in Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim. In cricket, India to lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament in Dubai this evening, and India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey in Hangzhou. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees in Assam. Addressing people at Mangaldoi in Darang district on this occasion, the Prime Minister said, India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. Mr. Modi said the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India, and Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution.
Sarkar aur Assam vasiyon ke saajha prayason se aaj Bharat duniya ka sabse tezi se grow karne wala desh hai. Wahi Assam bhi desh ke sabse tezi se grow karne wale rajyon mein ek ban gaya hai. Ek samay tha jab Assam vikas mein pichhda hua tha, desh ke sath kadam taal nahi kar pa raha tha, lekin aaj असम करीब करीब 13% की ग्रोथ रेट से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
He said 25 years of the 21st century have passed and now this next part of the 21st century belongs to the global east and northeast of the country.
भाजपा सरकार असम को भारत के विकास का ग्रोथ इंजन बनाने के लक्ष्य के साथ काम कर रही है. करीब 6,500 करोड़ रुपए की विकास योजनाओं का शिलान्यास हुआ है. हमारी डबल इंजन सरकार असम को टॉप के कनेक्टेड स्टेट और हेल्थ केयर हब के रूप में विकसित कर रही है. ये प्रोजेक्ट इसी संकल्प को और सशक्त करेंगे.
The Prime Minister said his government has been focusing a lot on connectivity in the Northeast, as fast connectivity is very important for a rapid development of any region.
Hamari sarkar ka bahut adhik focus Northeast mein connectivity par raha hai. Road, rail, air jaisi physical connectivity, 5G jaisi digital connectivity, isse aap logon ko suvidha mili, jeevan aasan hua. बिजनेस करना आसान हुआ, टूरिज्म का विस्तार हुआ और इसने यहाँ के हमारे नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी बनाए.
Mr. Modi also urged people to be brand ambassadors of vocal for local and to take pride in Swadeshi products. Admiring Bhupen Hazarika, Mr. Modi said that Bhupen Da gave voice to India's unity. He said Bharat Ratna for Bhupen Da reflects his government's commitment to the Northeast.
Bhupen Da ko Bharat Ratna dene ka mera nirnay sahi hai ki nahi hai. Bhupen Da ko Bharat Ratna diya, uska Congress ne makhol udaya, wo galat kiya ki nahi kiya? Assam ke bete ka, Bharat ke sapoot ka, Congress aise apman karti hai, bahut dard hota hai.
In Darang, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Assam CM Himanta Biswa Sarma. The development projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital and GNM School and BSc Nursing College, strengthening medical education and healthcare delivery in the region. Later today, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 9,230 crore rupees in Assam. Mr. Modi will inaugurate Assam Bioethanol Private Limited at Numaligarh Refinery Plant at Golaghat, aimed at promoting clean energy and reducing dependence on fossil fuels. He will also lay the foundation stone of the polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited, adding significant value to Assam's petrochemical sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need to make Hindi more flexible with time and to foster its coexistence with regional languages. Inaugurating Hindi Day and the 5th All India Rajbhasha Sammelan at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, the minister called upon the citizens to respect their mother tongue while also supporting Hindi. He said the central government has introduced initiatives like Sarathi Platform and Hindi Shabd Sindhu Kosh to make Hindi more accessible. He underlined that Hindi should not remain only a language of conversation, but should also become the language of science, technology, justice and policing.
Artificial intelligence adhari anuvad pranali kanthas 2 mein global database ka nirman kiya hai jisme 7 crore se zyada vakya hai wo software ab dheere dheere train hokar wo din dur nahi ki aap kisi bhi bhasha mein bolenge 10-15 second mein iska hindi anuvad wahi mic se aapke samne aa jayega is prakar ke software taiyar ho rahe hain.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings to the people of the country on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Hindi is not merely a medium of communication, but a vibrant heritage of the country's identity and values. He also highlighted that the growing respect for the Hindi language on the global stage is a matter of pride and inspiration for the nation. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today we take a look at the reforms for the health sector.
A significant highlight of the announcement was the tax cut on health insurance premiums. Now, all health insurance premiums, which till recently attracted 18% GST, will be fully exempted from any tax from 22nd of this month. Now, the insured will pay an amount which will simply be the base premium. The reform will particularly be beneficial for seniors and retirees who often hesitate to take health insurance due to high premiums. The change is also expected to increase insurance penetration across the country, providing financial security for families and individuals. Talking to Akashwani News, Hemant Rai, a citizen from Bengaluru, said that the simplification of tax slabs under the recently announced GST reforms will benefit the ordinary citizens.
सैलरी पे भी टैक्स पे कर रहा हूँ तो उस हिसाब से ना मेरे को डबल टैक्सेशन था अभी अगर वो जीएसटी से हटा देते हैं मेरा टैक्सेशन तो आई जस्ट हैव टू पे टैक्स ऑन माय सैलरी उसके अलावा मुझे कुछ नहीं पे करना है. It's good.
The tax cut is expected to make premiums cheaper for middle-class families and encourages wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses. With Rushu Jaiswal, Samarth Singh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan, who was on a two-day visit to Punjab, said this is the time to stand by with the flood victims of the state. The minister said central government is standing by the state and its people to provide everything necessary to take them out of the situation. He says center is coordinating with the state government in providing relief. He clarified that the 12,000 crore rupees already lying with Punjab has to be first utilized under State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. Then the state government has to submit its utilization certificate to ask for more funds.
We are all aware of this situation in Punjab, and our Prime Minister assured to the public whatever the possibilities, help from the central government, jointly the state government, we are working closely for the situation. And also our Honorable Prime Minister announced the 1,600 crore relief to the state also in that same day.
The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has reopened the application window for the production-linked incentive scheme for white goods, including ACs and LED lights, for a period of 30 days starting tomorrow. The ministry said that the application window for the scheme shall remain open from the 15th of this month to the 14th of the next month. It said no application will be accepted after the closure of the application window. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged all NATO countries to join in and stop buying Russian oil as he threatened 50% to 100% tariffs on China because of its ties with Russia, saying the tariffs would be lifted once the Ukraine war ends. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer released a statement calling on partner nations to enact tariffs if they were truly committed to ending the Ukraine war. The Trump administration has also been pressuring European nations and G7 allies to place tariffs on countries buying Russian energy. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Goa and Sikkim today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, North Interior, Karnataka, Odisha and Telangana till tomorrow. According to the weather agency, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Telangana are expected to witness thunderstorm and lightning conditions during the next 2 to 3 days. Moving on to sports, in hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of the Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India played out a thrilling 1-1 draw against defending champions Japan in a critical Super 4 stage fixture yesterday. Beauty Dung Dung scored for India, but it was negated by a late fourth quarter goal by Japan's Shiho Kobayakawa. In the other Super 4 stage match, China defeated South Korea 1-0, which turned out to be a boon for the Indian side, helping it advance to the final. The winner of the summit clash will qualify for the next year's World Cup, scheduled to take place in Belgium and the Netherlands. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. It's the first time since February this year that these two teams will share the field. The two teams head into the contest on the back of overwhelming wins against the UAE and Oman. More from our correspondent.
The stage is set in Dubai for cricket's fiercest rivalry, India vs Pakistan, as the two sides clash in a Group A encounter of the Asia Cup 2025 today. Both sides enter with comfortable wins over the United Arab Emirates and Hong Kong respectively. But the journeys since 2024 World Cup have been contrasting. Pakistan is still searching for consistency, while India's explosive batting lineup and world-class bowling attack put them in the pole position. Still, the stake remains sky-high, with both teams eager to stamp authority early in the tournament. India, led by Surya Kumar Yadav, entered the contest as favourites, and here is why. In the head-to-head record, India have won 10 out of the 13 T20 international against Pakistan, including a dominant run in Asia Cup encounters across formats. The spin department, Kuldeep Yadav, Varun Chakravarti and Axel Patel, formidable trio, ideally suited for Dubai's conditions. And finally, the return of Jasprit Bumrah. Since the lifting of 2024 T20 World Cup, India have won 25 of the 28 games. And finally, Pakistan's missing experience. The absence of Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan leaves their batting lineup without its most trusted anchors. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees at Darang in Assam. Says country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India, and Northeast has a very big role in this achievement. Prime Minister to also inaugurate several other projects in the state worth over 9,230 crore rupees at Golaghat this afternoon. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah for also making Hindi more flexible and promote its coexistence with regional languages. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain in Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim. In cricket, India to lock horns with Pakistan in Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament in Dubai this evening, and India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey in Hangzhou. And with that, we end the midday news.